Do I have time? I have time for one more. Do I have? What's that?
We got a good 10 minutes.
Okay. Well, then I'll leave with this poem. And I've got some of these. These are not really books. These are because they're mistakes in this. Well, these are something so you can get a sense of that. So they're kind of collectible in that sense because the final version may not look like this. In fact, they may not let me have 150 pages. But as I'm doing research on the San Juan Islands and the Pig War, you know, I read about, you know, everybody who comes here, they say Orcas Island. Well, why don't you know, it's named after the whales, right? No, no, it's not. Nor is Orcas in Michael, your old neighborhood. It's named after the second Count of Revillagigedo. That's the guy who, when I started doing this research, I really wanted to not like the guy, but he turned out to do some really cool things. And he was born in Havana, where my mom met my dad, you know, so I'm like, no, this guy isn't so bad. So this is a story about the guy after whom they named the San Juan Islands, and it'll be the last piece. I'm very grateful for your kind attention, and Connie, I'm very grateful that I'm here and that you had me back after I had to cancel last time in 2007, so thanks for giving me a second chance. Juan Vicente de Güemes Padilla Orcasitas y Aguayo, second Count of Revillagigedo. That's why they call it Orcas, because otherwise, how do you fit that on a street sign? Y who is the San Juan after the Islas de San Juan are named, and how did Spaniards get here, and who, why, how did the blood stop at one pig? How were the war pigs for once denied, denuded, divested of covering, made bare? Could have been war glorious here in Isla y Archipelago de San Juan. Cannonballs and musket blasts to scatter the last of the Canis lupus, the Columbia black-tailed deer, the rare northern sea otter for whom or whose pelt Quimper would trade copper years before Filthy Jerry could get his filthy fingers on it. But there's something in the Cascadia water would bring out the noble in men, like Admiral Baines, who'd soon be knighted, who'd refuse Governor Douglas's August 2, 1859 troop landing order, something that'd attract Spaniards like the Mexican viceroy, Juan Vicente de Güemes Padilla Orcasitas de Aguayo, second Count of Revillagigedo. Not the San Juan, who'd be put in a cell not much bigger than himself. Not the one who'd see the union of Jiwa and divine in the metaphor of holy marriage. Not the one who'd write about how the bride hides herself and abandoned him in his lonely groaning. Not the one who'd feel the need to purge every last imperfection, every last psychic typo, every last lust urge, every last of the dominator fixation, not mitigated but transcended by the fire to which Blazer would allude. Not the he of a thousand graces diffusing, graces unnumbered, those that protect from the thousand cuts that come from conceptions of the beloved. Not the one whose metaphored bride'd leave his heart there in that lashed meat cage maintained by a bit of bread and salted fish. Not the one with the silvered surface who'd one day mirror forth. Not the one on the wing whose beloved'd one day see the strange islands with the roaring torrents, Cascade Falls, and whose gales would whisper a more, a love awakening south wind not spewed by Spetsix, who'd be the rain wind from the southwest, a two-day canoe journey south of the present scene. Not the one whose beloved bride from a mother corrupted would make a bed out of flowers, protected by lions hung with purple and crowned with a thousand shields of gold. Not the one whose bride would attract young ones and who'd commence the flow of divine balsam and get him pitch drunk on fire and scent and spiced wine. Not he of all-consuming painless fire drunk on pomegranate wine whose only job was amour. Not that San Juan. This one was a Cubano, born in La Habana, the third Criollo viceroy of Hispania Nueva. This one would see the capital, then Veracruz, as a slum, peasants in thin robes, straw hats, trash in the streets in the first flash of all those res dogs to come. This one, El Vengador de la Justicia, he'd find and hang the outlaw gangs of murderers, and clean the viceroy's palace, light the streets of Ciudad de Mexico, pave highways to Veracruz, Acapulco, Guadalajara, San Blas, y Toluca, and find the Aztec calendar stone and set the heavens on fire, but found Cascadia not worth the troops it had cost to own her, settled for leading the flock of 4.5 million future Mexicans. He'd count, and a few islands to this day, in one way or another, bear his name. San Juan, Orcas, Güemes, dots in a green landscape, as seen from Constitution, where the divine balsam flows by the kayaks, and the wind whispers, Mary. Thanks.
Tell them about